Trevecca head baseball coach Chase Sane. Good morning, Chase. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Greg. Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. 9-1 in the GMAC. That's got a good ring to it.
It does, man. It does. It's crazy. You know, when it opened up, we're halfway through our season. It's pretty wild to think like that. But you know, with us only playing 40 games, yesterday we completed our 20th game, so we're halfway through. Just trying to try to finish this thing out strong now.
Well, and how's your team? Obviously, I think you got to like. I know you split with Alabama, and that was one that just sort of what you had to get on the phone and find a game, right? Because of another postponement.
Yeah. No, it's we got a good relationship with the coaches down there, and you know, at that time, it's everything's kind of, you've seen it, you know, in the baseball world and really in all sports where cancellations happen and things that are really out of your control and there's nothing you can do about it. So you just got to get on the phone and try to, you know, look at everybody's schedule and find somebody that might be off that weekend. And luckily, Huntsville, it was their bye week in their conference, so they had an open weekend, and they also needed some games. So it worked out really well, and that's an easy trip for us. Drive down there and play 2 7-inning games, and worked out really well for both, I think.
Yeah, and I always gig Mark Elliott with this, but that's closer than any conference game. outside of maybe Owensboro for Kentucky Wesleyan. August 17th, you take over for our friend Ryan Smaltz, and we can't do a Trevecca baseball, at least this season, without even mentioning him. What a great job he did laying the foundation and being part of that, the conduit from NAIA to the NCAA Division II, and then what the past 3 years, you working there, knowing it was a pretty obvious choice, but knowing how the sausage is made at Trevecca, talk about where you are from the time you took this job to today, and I know you're doing it against the backdrop of a pandemic.
Right. Well, no, you can't talk about Trevecca baseball without mentioning Ryan and the job he did. And we're just kind of continuing, you know, that legacy and what he helped build, along with, you know, several other coaches that have been here and done a great job as well. I still talk to Ryan quite often. You know, he's giving me advice on things that come our way, and now he's been fantastic, super supportive, and just can't thank Ryan enough for everything he did for this program, and you know, he helped build what's going on now too. So got to give him some credit. And you know, this year it's been crazy, it's been wild, but it's been fun, and our guys are playing, you know, they're playing hard, they're playing with a lot of energy, and they're having fun, which is mostly important, I think, after, you know, what happened last year with losing half a season. And you know, baseball's fun this year. I mean, everybody's just playing, as you can imagine, the energy and the excitement just to be on the field. And I mean, it's competitive. I think every game that we've played could have gone either way, to be honest with you. And our conference is really competitive. I think there's five or six teams that are, you know, right there in the hunt. And it's kind of expecting, you know, that this year, with, like I said, with losing what we did last year. And I mean, it's a grind, but it's been a lot of fun. Our team's having a blast, I think, too. So
Trevecca baseball coach Chase Sane on with us this morning, University Showcase. Chase, what's working with your team? You know, where are your strengths, and then also some of the areas you want to you know, elevate and get better?
Yeah, for sure. No, I think the biggest thing I know we talked about last time is we got a mature team. We got a lot of older guys that have played a lot of baseball, and a lot of baseball at the college level, and you know, a lot of at bats, a lot of innings on the mound, and that helps. I mean, that, you know, that goes a long way, especially when your season is 10 games shorter and you don't have as much time to make up ground. I mean, they kind of sense, you know, the urgency and know that, you know, we don't have time to mess around, and we gotta get after it right away. But so the upperclassmen and the maturity of the team has been really beneficial for us, especially me too, as a new head coach and a younger head coach. That these guys kind of know what to expect, and you don't have to really hold their hand as much. So that's been really helpful. Our pitching staff has done really well. Our starting pitching has been, you know, really good on the weekends, and Even in our bullpen as well. I mean, there's been some games where we've had our starters go, you know, five, six innings, go a little further. And then there's been games where we had to get them out and the bullpen picked us up. So really pleased with our pitching staff and kind of what they've done. And our offense, you know, our offense, we started out the first two weekends and, you know, it was, they were kind of on fire and the excitement and everything, you know, and then we kind of hit a lull there for, you know, a couple weeks. And yesterday, it was good to see in game one yesterday, our offense kind of hit a spark plug again. And even in game two, we started off slow yesterday, but our offense kind of picked it up in the fourth and fifth inning. So, again, there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of games in that lineup and a lot of older guys that have, you know, a ton of at-bats. So I feel really comfortable about really both right now, but I'm probably more pleased with our starting pitching and our pitching staff at this time.
Chase Sane with us. He is the head, he's the baseball coach over at Trevecca. They have a head coach. I guess they do. Head coach. Are you a manager or a coach in baseball?
You know, we in college, I feel like it's always called, you know,
your coach.
You get the coach term, but you know, in professional baseball, it's always the manager.
Yeah, well, you know, and another thing too. On my weekday show, I do with John Burton. We have Tim Corbin come on because we carry the Vanderbilt baseball games, and I ask him why baseball coaches still wear uniforms. You know, and he said his answer was because, you know, one of these days they're going to ask me not to. So that was a good answer.
Hey, wear it as long as we can, you know?
That's exactly what he said. I'll wear it as long as they let me. Chase, do they have a street named after you in Bolivar's or like a little alley off the way or something? Because I know you're the king of Bolivar.
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, it's funny. It's funny, though. My dad actually helped develop the subdivision we live in, or they still live in back home, and the street we live on is named after my brother. So, yeah, we don't have a Chase Lane or a Chase Street yet, but maybe it's coming. I don't know.
But we're all a product of where we come from. Obviously, your high success, played at Memphis and there, and then each step along the way, and there for your Coach Sean Rock were there with, you know, starting out there with as a student assistant all the way through, and, you know, working most recently before Trevecca, the 3 years with Ryan on his staff with Dave Serrano at UT, and the job. I tell you what, Tony Vitello has done over there is pretty amazing. And also at MTSU, and I say this because Jim McGuire, Coach Pete, certainly Steve Peterson, our great friend, the late Steve Peterson, and then Jim following him, won't find a finer. And I think I brought this up when we had you on right after, before the season started, rather, back in January, I believe, that you won't find a finer person on the planet than Jim McGuire.
You're exactly right. No, and Greg, I say it all the time to people I run across, and I truly mean it. You mentioned almost all of them, but even goes back to even my high school days with the coaches that coached me in high school. I have been so fortunate and so lucky to be around, you know, some of the best baseball minds and baseball people, you know, in the game, but also just great men and great character. And I mean, I've been really blessed to be around some of the coaches that I've been around. And, you know, you mentioned Coach McGuire. I mean, he's an awesome mentor for me. I mean, I talk to him quite often as well. And, you know, he's a great baseball coach, but he's also just a really good friend and somebody that it's pretty special to have somebody like that you can reach out to, you know, and if you got questions. And then he's always there to help you out, too. So, but again, every one of them that I've worked with, like I can't tell you how blessed I am just to know those guys and to be a part of something that they were a part of, and to have them, you know, there for me when I need them too. They've all wanted to be there, and they're kind of riding with me, you know, on this journey, and it's nice to have, to say the least, that's for sure.
Well, I always joke with Jim, Illinois boy. I if I ever get lost in the middle of Illinois, which you can do, except every road, no road has a curve, right? Every road goes straight, you know. So I always told him I'd give him a call. If I ever get lost in the middle of Illinois, I'll call him. So Southern Illinois. So
you give him a call, and I guarantee you, he answers.
Jake Sain with us, Trevecca baseball coach. What do you got coming up? And just take us, what do you want to do? Because you want to be playing your best baseball when the GMAC championships roll around.
Yeah, absolutely. We got kind of the grind of the season coming up. Tiffin's coming in this weekend. They're going to be really good. And then, actually, you know, we lost the Lake Erie series this weekend, but we're actually, you know, our conference wants us to try to make those games up, and we want to try, you know, everything we can to make them up. The problem is making these games up sometimes is harder because the distance for us. But we're going to actually play Tiffin on Friday, Saturday. You know, we have 4 games, 2 doubleheaders, and then we're going to go up. We're going to leave Sunday morning and drive up to Lake Erie to play them Monday in a doubleheader on Monday. So we got a busy week coming up, but I think our guys are looking forward to it, and I think they'll be ready for it. And after that, we come back home, and we have Findlay at home for 4 games, and then Kentucky Wesleyan comes in the week after for 4. So busy 2 or 3 weeks coming up for us.
6 games in, what, 4 days? Is that what I heard? Right. Yeah. So how do you handle pitching with that especially? How do you handle the pitching?
Well, that's a good question, and you know, even playing 4 games in you know, the weekend series and our conference is pretty tough. I mean, you gotta have quite a few arms to get through 4 games. Luckily, we play 9-7 and then a 7 and a 9, so there's 2 7-inning games mixed in there. But still, you got to try to stretch them out. We're still watching pitch counts. I mean, we don't want to run anybody out, you know, crazy out there and just kind of let them sit out there and too long. So we're always constantly watching that. And, you know, fortunately for us, we got enough arms, you know, that we feel comfortable with guys going out there and throwing. And again, like I mentioned earlier, this pitching staff has really answered the task this year. I mean, I got guys coming up to me in the middle of games that pitched the day before, and they're like, "Coach, I'm good. I'll go back out there again today." And we're like, you know, I appreciate them being like that, but it means a lot to them, and they want to get out there, and you got to have some of that, you know, especially, like you said, playing 6 games in 3 or 4 days. And again, I think we got the numbers. We're just going to have to kind of really, you got to be smart about it, and you got to watch, you know, kind of what you're doing in those games 1, 2, and 3, you know, especially when you got 5 and 6 coming up in 2 days.
All right, Chase, let's get down to business. All right, in Bolivar, my choices are Smith's Restaurant or Curly Q Barbecue and Catering.
I tell you what, you know, those two are good, but you gotta try. If you're going to barbecue, you gotta go to either to Joe's, or you gotta go. I tell you another one. The Biscuitry is a new one that. It hasn't been open very long, but it's kind of one of the new hot spots there. Richard's Barbecue is really good. It's one of those kind of holding all the old school places that all the locals kind of go to. It's really good too. There's some pretty hot spots there that, you know, not many people know about.
Well, all right. Just when I walk in, say this is on Chase. I'm good, right?
So hey. Put it on my tab, man.
Hey, thanks, Chase. Keep it up, man. 9-1 in the GMAC. You couldn't ask for much. I guess you could. 10-0, right? But you couldn't ask for a better start than that. And I know now, right in the middle of the season. Keep it up, man. Good talking to you. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for everything you did.
All right.